Podcast. I'm Chase Wenzel, and we got a great lineup of stuff to talk about today. A lot of things happened in the news. We're going to cover some old stuff that happened last week. Devices, things I'll talk about with those things. Mac Mini coming up soon, and then later we'll get to screen time and what really can deter you from being on your phone and looking at your phone for so long. So, to start the show, we're going to talk about a company and a person that get tons of bad rap, bad publicity, and it's Facebook slash Mark Zuckerberg, both of them. So, you know, another day and more bad publicity for the company, for himself. There was an article published yesterday that Zuckerberg was so enraged by criticism from Tim Cook that he personally instructed top executive and management to stop using Apple products and iPhones and go and switch to Android devices. Now, Facebook also reportedly, this was in the article as well, they also reportedly hired a public affairs company whose staffers wrote negative articles about Apple. Then months later, after all these articles came out, Apple became the first $1 trillion company in history. So it looked like those articles really didn't do anything. But I mean, you know, a few things to take away from, these events, the situation that, you know, Facebook put itself in and Mark Zuckerberg, you know, put himself in. So the first thing I want to do or talk about is, you know, I've been critical of Mark Zuckerberg before. I really don't think he's probably the man for the job to run Facebook, such a big company. I think he could, you know, stay around, be on the board, you know, I don't know exactly what his role should be, but I don't think CEO should be his job there. And, you know, this article, I think, really justifies it a lot more, because do you really want, do you really hate someone that much or not like someone or respond to criticism so much to tell your employees to stop using some type of product or some other product that, no, you don't. You know, Apple has been around for around 50 years, I think. They make great products. They're a great company. You know, they have a great overall brand. And they've stood up for privacy. You know, Tim Cook has been everywhere doing privacy talks about it, things like that. And, you know, Facebook, look, there's just facts out there. Facebook, they really don't care that much about your privacy. They just don't. That's just not what they value. Are they ever going to change? Yeah, maybe. Could they? Soon, you know, probably not. But I mean, this just doesn't, justify, you know, it doesn't seem right to me, is what I'm trying to say. And you know, another point is, Mark, you're the CEO of Facebook. You're almost a $1 trillion company. They're probably worth somewhere around $900 billion right now. So they're close. They'll probably get there sometime. And you're worth $100 billion, somewhere in there, probably somewhere in that ballpark. But you know what? Act like it. Act like you run a Fortune 500 company. Act like you run almost a $1 trillion company. Stop acting like a 9-year-old girl and just grow up. All right. I mean, my brother's 16 years old. I don't think he would ever think about doing a thing like that. Hire another company just to write bad articles about someone. No. Be the bigger man, huh? Why don't you man up? You don't see anybody else doing this. You don't see Tim Cook, even Jeff Bezos, who I'm not the biggest fan of. You don't see him just hiring another company to make bad publicity about. No. Just, you know what? If you're pissed off about it, you know, work your ass off. Make the company better. Have a better image for your company. You know, really value privacy. How about that? How about instead of getting really pissed off in a rain... enraged about what other CEOs and other companies think about you, why don't you change your image, huh? There's something wrong with it, obviously. It's not just one person thinking your image is bad. There's tons of people. Why do you think there was a delete Facebook movement? That was a movement. That was a hashtag, delete Facebook. Tesla, Elon Musk, all these other people, they were on board. You know what? Do something yourself. Don't be a coward. Don't do all these things where, you know, you're hiring other people to do stuff. You're telling them, don't use their products. They're not good people. Oh, they are good people. You know what? You know, they make mistakes in their life, but you know what? You just make this. You're the definition of insanity at Facebook. Making the same mistakes over and over and expecting a different result. That is insanity, and that's what Facebook does. So, you know, I could see myself getting off Facebook here soon. I could see a lot more people doing it because they just don't change their image. And, you know, it wouldn't surprise me one bit if, you know, in the next year or so we see, you know, Facebook just released their portal, Portal Plus, if they were collecting data and, you know, images of you and of your house or whatever. If that happened, that would really crush them. And, I mean, it could happen. I think it better chance than not. And, you know, another question that comes up when I'm reading these articles and dissecting these things is, does Facebook need a new leader at the helm? Do they need a new CEO? Do they need new management? Do they need new board? What do they need? Because I think they need to have a lot of changes happen to them. Not just with, you know, with privacy things, but like the app, you know, when you think of the app, what do you think of? You think of its old people app. They need to do a better job of, you know, doing a better job of looking and attracting young people, new people to it. It's too cluttered. It's not simple enough. There's so many buttons, things to press. I mean, my grandma had to, she just joined Facebook recently, and she asked me if she could help her, if I could help her show her all the things of Facebook and how to use it and all this. It shouldn't be that hard. It's too cluttered. There's too many things to it. I mean, like Twitter, Instagram, and I know Instagram's owned by Facebook, but Twitter, Instagram, Snap, those things are so much simpler and easier to use. I think Facebook has some problems there. And, you know, just going back to their CEO, you know, acting like a high school girl and just creating drama for absolutely no necessary reason. And if I'm a board member or a COO or chief technology officer at a company, I don't want my CEO doing that. I don't want the face of my company. Because, I mean, other than Mark, who can you really name that really works at Facebook? You can't. So Mark is really the face of Facebook. And I think they need to change. There's something that's got to happen if they want to take the company to the next level. I mean, I think they're probably going to have a rapid decline of users over the next 5-6 years. Just with the way their publicity is going and how they manage things. So I want to shift to this, though. We've been talking a lot about, you know, these hardware events, Techtober, it's over, but we're still going, sort of. And I want to talk about the Mac Mini, which was unveiled a few weeks ago at Apple's October hardware event. And this is the first update to the Mac Mini lineup since 2014, and it was much needed, much more than any other product probably out there, more than the MacBook Air even. The 2014 model was god-awful. No one bought it. It was so slow. It couldn't do anything but maybe surf the web. That was it. And it started at $500. So that's pretty expensive for just surfing the web. And so real quick, let's just break down the new stuff about the new Mac Mini 2018 model, what I like, what I don't like, and if this device is or is not for you. So first of all, the starting price for it, the lowest model, is going to be $800. And that's just going to get you a 3.6 gigahertz quad-core processor. That's not a bad processor. 128 gigabytes of storage, 8 gigabytes of RAM. And the RAM is upgradable. It's hard to do by yourself, but you can do with some iFixit videos on YouTube and other videos. There are ways to do it. 128 gigabytes, not a ton of space. You can get an external hard drive if you need one. Also, you can get an external GPU to bump this thing up as well. You can configure these devices, though, to run over $4,000. So you can really pack some power into them. You can put a 6-core processor in it. I think you can get them up to 1.5 terabytes of storage. So you can really do a lot with them. I think it goes up, I think 16 is the most big gigabytes of RAM you can have. You would think you could go a little more, but I think 16 is the highest, which isn't bad. That's still pretty good. The ports are what really makes this device, I think, really attractive to a lot of people. The amount of ports it have, we would love to see on all their laptops, MacBook Air, MacBook Pro, maybe even an iPad, I don't know. But, you know, it's got 2 USB-A ports, 4 USB Type-C ports, an HDMI, an Ethernet, headphone jack, and then a power cord, or a power port where you plug the power into. Excuse me. It is also equipped with the new T2 chip from Apple, which encrypts all your storage. It's one of the most, you know, security, one of the best security chips out there, and keeps your Mac secure and all your data secure, which Apple is known to do, and Facebook, maybe they can learn a thing or two about
security from Apple instead of just bashing them all the time and hiring other people to bash them. The Mac Mini is super quiet. There's one fan. They added a fan to it. So it keeps your device nice and cool, doesn't overheat. But at almost any time, no matter what you're doing, no matter when you're using it, the device will be absolutely silent and you will not be able to hear it. The things I also love is it takes a very little amount of room. You know, it's not like those old big towers that you're getting. And then obviously you have the choice to choose whatever mouse, keyboard, and monitor you want to go with this device. So that's the basic rundown of upgrades. A lot of upgrades to it. Again, the 2014 model was god-awful. Not very good at all. So, you know, who is this device really for? Well, a device, it could be, but I don't think it necessarily is for power users. If you're someone that edits a lot of video, a lot of long videos, you're probably still going to want to go with the iMac Pro. But if not, if you want to go with a little cheaper model, if you want to go with the Mac Mini, I would definitely buy an external GPU and have that installed and hooked to it at all times. The processor works very well, very good bench scores, but the GPU, it definitely needs some work. The 2020 model, if they come out with one 2020, which I would hope for, you know, I would hope they'd update this every 2 years. That'd be nice. They really need to pack a little more power into the GPU. GPU is a little soft, doesn't really run as well as we need it to. So if you're a power user, you still want to go for the iMac Pro, I would say. So this device really is kind of the equivalent of the MacBook or MacBook Air if you're comparing it to the, you know, the laptop lineup by Apple. It's not, you know, it's not designed to be the most powerful device out there. It's the Mac Mini for a reason. It's called the Mac Mini. It's just going to, you know, it's going to be for more, you know, internet users, surfers, podcasts, email. You can do, you know, a bunch of design things. You can hook it up to any monitor, obviously, that you want. So you have a lot of customizable options with this. It's very portable. If you wanted to take it somewhere with you, very portable. But, you know, the one thing that I've been seeing and always people talk about with computers is about gaming. Well, you know what? Apple's not a gaming company. I think they don't want anybody even gaming on their laptops or laptops, computer, whatever it may be. They're not huge gamers. They don't really care that much. So don't tell me how, oh, this isn't built for gaming and blah, blah, blah. Well, yeah, no crap. And that's not who Apple is. They really don't try to build their things for gaming. They build their things for productivity, for ease of use, things of that. So if you really want a Mac OS, not try to break the bank, want a desktop computer, want your own, you know, you have your own monitors already and keyboards and all that sort of thing, this is your device. If you want Mac OS, you're not a power user, buy this device. I would recommend it. It's really not that expensive. You know, starts at $800, not too bad. So with that being said, I just want to cover the news quickly as of November 15th. And first of all, for all those crypto miners, cryptocurrency, whatever, blockchain people out there, Bitcoin has fell below $6,000, with traders and analysts, you know, unclear what caused it. I think this is an all-time low. This is the lowest it's been in over a year. Big drop. I think at one point was it up to almost $20,000, so it dropped to below $6,000. I really haven't talked about cryptocurrency that much, of blockchain, on the show. We'll get to it at a later date, but I believe there is there's a place for it in the world, and I believe that it will catch in popularity soon. Next, Tim Cook has been named the ADL's inaugural Courage Against Hate Award recipient. You know, Mark Zuckerberg, I don't see you winning any of those. Maybe you should just try harder to be a better person as well. Don't hate on other people. Just because they're better than you, don't hate on them. Work harder. I know you can kind of be a douchebag at times, so this kind of just shows how Apple's run. I think Mark just needs to take a step back and just really assess himself, assess other companies, what makes them great, what makes their image great, and just, you know, jot down some things and change his life. Because I think he could really turn Facebook around into a great company, great online social media company. So, Google's AI leader said verbatim, AI is very stupid. That is what he said. This is not shocking to me. or anybody. You know, AI can do some incredible things right now, but we're just, it's nowhere near, you know, the AI that we think of in movies or TV shows or whatever. It's still got a long way to go. Do I think we'll get there someday? Absolutely. Do I have a ETA? No. Maybe 60 years, 100 years, maybe somewhere in there. Maybe I'll see it before I, you know, pass away. I'm only 19 years old, but we'll see. For those of you that are looking for some deals over Black Friday, B&H, they have a preempt Black Friday sale with the 2018 MacBook Air, and you can get a discount up to $150. So that's a good chunk of change to save. So if you're looking for a new MacBook Air, go to B&H's website and save up to $150. And finally, the Thunder Purple OnePlus 6T arrived today. So if you want that color, go out and buy it now. So that is the news update for November 15th. And now, to wrap up the show, I want to talk about screen time and how much time we're spending on our phones, tablets, laptops, whatever you want to, whatever. So in 2018, you know, it's just normal to be on your phone, you know, for extended amounts of time, checking Facebook, Snapchat, social media, surfing the internet, watching YouTube videos, watching Twitch, texting, whatever. It's just, that's socially acceptable to do. It's acceptable. You see it if you get on the train, get on the bus, you know, even when people are driving, people do it. That's just acceptable. I mean, it's against the law, but it's just acceptable. And, you know, iOS 12 added a screen time feature that shows you how much time you spend on your phone a day, a week, and gives you some graphs and some graphics and some data to show you, you know, hey, this is how much time you're spending. You know, you might want to spend less time. And Instagram, they just rolled out, you know, an update as well, or they're going to roll out an update that'll show you how much time you've spent on their app. You know, I'm all for this. I'm all for, you know, putting down your phone, grabbing a book, going outside, getting some exercise, doing something else, doing something productive. But do I think these features, excuse me, do I think these features right now are doing that? I don't think so. You know, I have an iPhone and the screen time sends me, you know, data once a week saying this is how much time you spent on your phone a day. And I just look at it. I'm like, oh, that's cool. I didn't ask, but that's cool. You know, I really don't sit there and go, oh, I need to spend, you know, 5 hours less a week or this much time less a week. No, I think, you know, I think we have the right approach, we have the right mindset. You know, we need to spend less time on our phones, less screen time, but I don't think we're doing it right necessarily. I think there needs to be something that just automatically shuts our phones off, maybe at 8 o'clock. From 8 o'clock to 6 a.m., boom, phone's off, won't turn on. Or you only can call people from 8 to then or receive calls. That's it, nothing else. No Snapchat, no social media, no internet, no YouTube. You know, kind of like your parents when they take away kids' iPads, you know? When they take away the iPad, that's it. You're done for the night. You're done till tomorrow night or tomorrow evening or tomorrow morning, whatever. I think we need features like that if we really want to reduce screen time. Because, I mean, just simply telling, you know, people, oh, you've been on your phone this long. Well, unless it's like 20 out of 24 hours, I'm not going to put down my phone that much. But I do like companies that are, you know, addressing this and saying that, you know, even Apple, who wants you probably to be on your phone more because they're the one that's selling the products, but they really want you to put down your phone and only be on it for, you know, maybe 2 or 3 hours a day. So I do really like that. And with that being said, that wraps up Thursday's episode of the podcast. As always, we thank you for tuning in. You can find us, you know, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, SoundCloud, all those. Go follow us. Give us a shout out. And that'll do it for today's show, and we'll be back tomorrow.